Blog Talk Radio.
Dub Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dub Knight, now here is Dub Knight.
Well, let's talk about something positive, because, you know, I've been going through. Part of my entertainment podcast is to expose, talk about everything, as I explained in the podcast before. I talk about all kinds of things. Sometimes I like to talk about the light side, because that's where the healthiest part. But I have talked about the dark side, and I don't like talking about it, what's going on in my life. But whatever comes up, I have to talk about light and dark to be a cleansed and healthy human being. I prefer to talk about positive things. So most of my shows are positive, but something comes up, I talk about it, because being an entertainer, I have to talk about whatever comes up. If any of you were interested in my music, and I know people will be like, where is Dub Knight, the musician, the artist, the entertainer, or whatever? Well, I've been doing it so many years, I don't know. Well, all I can say is, I released so much music in the last 10 years since I released it live that it's really not even, you know, I could just stop here and that'd be it, but I'm such a creator. Create 400 songs would be on my action, create thousands that have been lost or whatever, sung by myself, bands or whatever. So, well, this is what I will tell you. It may be an album coming out, I don't know, in a few months, I don't know. I told you about this. I told you about that. I was going to release the album. It will be a greatest hits album. It may not be nothing else. The live songs of Basic Jam were released, and I wanted to make my dream come true. I wanted to make my dream come true, song I just written so fast. Maybe, you know, it's just keyboards. Maybe it can have, like, you know, words or me singing it. I wanted to make my dream come true. It's just it's an instrumental. Maybe I may release another song. I've done so many demos. It's like, I paid my dues. I mean, do I need to, you know... But anyway, being a creator, yes, maybe I will. I would like to do another demo, but we'll see. I've done it so many times over all these years, so I'm not going to stop with music. So I'm going to use my keyboard and make songs. Like Diane Warren, make songs. I keep my mind open. I did talk about releasing an Insanity book. And I also made a podcast recently that I decided not to. Now, when I think about my experiences with the outside here where I'm at and looking at things and my past and present, in that respect of what I could do to create. Now, I said the past is over as far as events, that any event, because that's pretty much what I done is over with. It's negative. It's a part of life that is limited, so it's over. But I'm talking about what I could do with these books or present or whatever in terms of doing something that can really structure. So maybe I will, but it'd be more in general. But I would put some personal things in it, perhaps. I don't know when. It'd be an e-book, okay? So ebook, another album might be coming out. I mean, I love to make albums, you know. That's that. If you look at my website, GoDaddy's, let's see my website. But you know I create music, right? Okay. If you haven't, just look on Spotify. No, I don't have a lot of viewers. Okay, you know, I'm a singer-songwriter. You know, I'm not that popular. That's why some people. Now, that's the trouble is that people don't give somebody like me a chance. You know, it's like it's just they go to American Idol. My stance is American Idol. I do not think that's, you know, that's the right. That's the only way, and I keep my options open, but that's a cop out. performing has been very difficult for me, especially with, I don't have, you know, as I'm older, I don't have like the, you know, I used to be so much over into West LA performing, you know, no one even gave me a chance, you know, but it's like it's the frustration of a starving artist has just took its toll. But I was like, did I come out here to be a starving artist just to do it? I didn't do it for fun. I did not make music to just do it. I wanted to have a career at it. Make my Hollywood dream come true. You heard this song. You heard this song like two years ago. I co-wrote it. I'll talk about it again. I Want My Hollywood Dreams Come True Part 2. This is just the second version. The first version I actually released in the live show. You can listen to it on Spotify with I Do Love You. I wrote the whole song by myself. But the part two version, I used to work with somebody who left town, you know. It started off with me bringing this keyboard melody to the, just like a, to the studio with the keyboards and putting my keyboard, you know, playing the keyboard. And then he added something to the keyboard sound. And, you know, you listen to it. But I Want My Hollywood Dream Come True Part 2. Pretty much have the same words. You know, the person I work with is a great producer. I had to give him credit. You know, he, you know. I also, you know, like I said, I'm involved when I do recordings. I don't just sing it. I have to be involved in not just the lyrics. I'm always involved in lyrics. Writing those words are so important. When I was young and I came out here and I joined the band, it was like, okay, I wasn't as astute to what I needed to do, but I just wanted to sing, so I wrote the words to the song. So that's what I used to do, but then I was like, that was a long, long time ago. I was like, can I play that keyboard? And I was playing that, you know, and then I'm, you know, I was too poor, you know, I was homeless, you know, it's like, I didn't have no keyboard in my house. So how could I do it, you know, but, you know, the keyboard is just such a great instrument to use, so, but I'm also involved in the producing. The producing side is so important for me because it's how the song is going to be, how it's going to sound, where I sing, where, or whoever, you know, where the words go, where's the music go, everything, put everything together. So lyrics and producing, yes, but it's also the music, being involved in that music. Okay, yeah, the keyboards go here, the drums, start the drums, you know. It's so fun, too, you know, being part of that, being as the artist, but also being a songwriter. The songwriter is just writing the words and writing the music and just, you know, playing it out, and then the voice just comes in. But I'm both, so could I be... just a songwriter, yes, I am. You know, someone else could sing it if they want to. And I'm sorry, I can't just sign everything away and then be poor. I suffer too much, you know. I heard of, you know, I met some people, you know, some songwriter who just signed away all his publishing. I'm like, I ain't gonna tell his business. He got very little for it. I'm like, okay, he got, I ain't gonna tell you how much, but a few or three, four, whatever, grand, you know, it's like, I don't think that's not worth it. I know it's probably, you know, a different story if it was a major label or somebody, a major artist, then the possibilities are probably endless. But again, it was fascinating to go to the Society of SCL, the Society for Composer and Lyricists, and meet the Oscar nominees who won for Best Song and realize that they made their dreams come true. Some of these people already won an Oscar or a Grammy, and they are in the situation where I wanted to be, but also as an artist. So I know that the dream can possibly come true and believe that it can. It can come true. That's all I could tell you. Some people, what I don't like is that when people, I pass out these CDs, I have some CDs. And people listen to it, and it's like, they listen to those pop songs, or they listen to my acapella, and they say, oh, I'm a rock and roll singer. That's nice to say, but I'm not just a rock and roll singer, I'm a pop singer, too, you know. It's like, awesome, all my songs are not rock and roll. It may be, I mean, when I listen to the CD, it may have unique, may have forever and through time, you know. It's like, okay, I have a few rock. I am a rock singer, a rock songwriter, but I'm not just rock. So I don't like being labeled rock and roll, because I think that limits my potential. I'm glad I wrote dance or pop or experiment, because there's no, my the options for our audience will be limited. So don't call me just a rock singer. I was attracted to rock because I had such a acrimonious life, troubled life in terms of the hardships, being accepted, getting the right job, being respected for who I was, friendship, everything, persecuted on a day-to-day basis, people targeting me, making fun of me, trying to do things to me because of jealousy or because of ignorance. Even to this day, people trying to persecute me, trying to do this directly, indirectly. So rock and roll is perfect for to vent out a rage. So if you look at the, you know, the grunge rock or Rage Against the Machine or something, yes. But I, you know, but I also like to write rock songs about love. But I'm not no rock, just a rock singer, a rock, pop, a mixture. So, please, if you just like me as a songwriter, that's great, too. That's a compliment, but I don't like to be just considered a songwriter. I'm not just a song, I'm a variety, you know. So if people want to listen to me, I'm like, yeah, we can work out a deal where we get some publishing, you know, and I get something, too. I suffered several decades over it. I've been chewed up and spit out on this planet. My health is a figuration of all the suffering, and I. So that is why I, you know, the art, living as an artist is a very difficult undertaking. Very difficult, but I have to do it because it keeps me going, you know, until my life, because I only got one life to live. But my health and the suffering that I went through have accumulated into health issues. You know, the persecution, all those years, the poverty, the not getting the right job, people, the crazy people, all that can take a toll. But this continuous determination, but also protect myself, you know. I do have a wise mind to understand what's going on around me and be aware and always protect. So I have to stay healthy and be an artist and try to make my dream come true. So I hope if you have a dream, go for it. I mean, it's very difficult. But that's updates. Good day, good night. And remember, Dub Night, GoDaddy's. Check it out. Good day, good night from Dub Night.